Blog Talk Radio.
From our studios here in Washington, D.C., and we talk to interesting folks with interesting points of view, authors, entertainers, marketers, media and marketing personalities from all over the world. And today on the program, we welcome my old friend Curtis Weaver, or CW, to WAMS Radio. Hey, CW, how are you today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Burke. It's so good to talk to you. It's always good to talk with a friend. I appreciate the opportunity today to talk about Fabulous at 50 and beyond.
Well,
how are
you
doing, my friend?
I'm doing as good as a young guy can be expected, and we've had lots of fun, you know, you and I talking about this whole concept of being, you know, fit and fabulous at 50 and beyond, because you are, CW, a man of, shall we say, a certain vintage. You are no longer a spring chicken, but you are still the kind of guy that you walk down the street and ladies' heads turn, and I mean ladies half your age. Yet you've been around, you were in Vietnam. You are a grandfather, right?
Yes, and actually, since we've talked, I will be grandfather to a third young darling in December. So good news again.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And then in this next 30 minutes, we're going to have you spill your secrets as to how to look great and feel great at 50 and beyond. And if you'd like to talk to CW about this, the number is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. It's a free call in the New York City metropolitan area. You can also join our conversation in the chat room now at blogtalkradio.com/WAMS. And, of course, if you're listening after the fact on the podcast, CW, how can folks best get in touch with you?
Well, actually, Fab at 50 and beyond, my website is still in being constructed. So the best way for personal questions, and actually I like to do it that way anyway, because sometimes general answers doesn't fit everybody. And so if they contact me at CCC, three C's, Weaver, at gmail.com, I can talk to them about specific things about the things they'd like to do mentally, because I think that mental and attitude is more than 50% of the game. And if they want to talk about specifics about diet, exercise, or anything that they believe is important to them, because what is important to the individual and fulfilling that is really what keeps you young.
All right, that email address again is cccweaver@gmail.com to talk to Curtis Weaver, CW. And this is the kind of advice that you may not necessarily get from a dietitian or a nutritionist or a family physician or the trainer at your gym. This comes from a guy who's lived it and done it and looks great and feels great, even though he is past the big 6-0. And CW, you know, as we do this broadcast live on this Thursday afternoon, tonight in St. Paul, Minnesota, John McCain will officially be nominated by the Republican Party to be the oldest man ever to run for the White House. You have guys like Paul Newman, who's 83 now and continues to race cars and work in his hole-in-the-wall gang charity. Harrison Ford had a huge hit earlier this summer with the Indiana Jones movie, and I think Harrison Ford is 66 now. What is it that guys like that and guys like you do to maintain your sex appeal and your virility while other guys tend to fall apart after a certain age?
Again, it goes back to attitude, and you have to have a goal. You have to have, you still have to have dreams. We've grown up in a society that says that at 55 or 65 you retire, and quite frankly, if you look around at people that you know, people listening that they know, that have retired at 55 or 65, and they have no dreams, no goals, nothing to pull them through, nothing to wake up in the morning and do, then your life kind of deteriorates around you. So you need to continue to create goals and objectives to when you hit hard times, you hit sad times, you hit tragedies. That and the older we get, quite frankly, the more people die around us. So those kind of things pull you down. But if you have something to get up for, if you have something to strive for, you said Paul Newman, he gets up and races cars. That boosts your adrenaline. Harrison Ford, he gets up and goes on the studio. That boosts your adrenaline. And so the things you need to do are the things that you like to do. If you're not doing what you like, then you're probably not going to do it.
Makes perfect sense. We're talking to CW Curtis Weaver about aging gracefully and being fit and fabulous at 50 and beyond. The telephone number is 718-506-1944. You can join the conversation in our chat room, too, at blogtalkradio.com/WAMS. CW, would you think that it's a fair assumption, a fair statement to say that men get a little bit more of a free pass on getting older and women get the shaft in that area?
I think that's possibly true. I think that women are the ones that look at women through a more a foggy lens, if you want to put it that way.
Right.
You can just see how. In fact, last night when this Governor Palin has come on the scene, and if you listen to the media pundits, it's the women pundits that are just tearing her apart.
Right.
A lot of the guys are going, hey, chill out, you know.
Sure.
And so I think as a society, again, I think it comes back. You brought up guys that look good and feel good in their later years. There's women like that in our society also that carry themselves well, and I think that. Probably women give up sooner than men. I think men have more of an ego as far as the way they look, and so I think they may pay a little bit more attention to it. So I just don't see that. I think that's a stereotype, and you can fall into it. And when we fall into stereotype or stereotypical situations, that's when we tend to relax and let our guard down, let our eat the wrong things, not do the things we need to do to keep ourselves young.
Makes perfect sense. Curtis Weaver is our guest today on WAMS Radio for Allen Media Strategies in Washington, D.C., talking about being fit and fabulous at 50 and beyond. And we've got a caller on the line. Let's talk to Lee. Lee, you're on the air with CW, Curtis Weaver. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for listening today.
You're welcome. I just wanted to know what he thought about the sexism towards Palin, Governor Palin, in the media, and is this something that we should be addressing as a society?
Great question, Lee. Thanks for calling. Well, what say you, CW? Is there rampant sexism involved?
I don't think it's sexism as much as it is. They don't have anything else to shoot at her. So they're going to bring that out. You didn't have the things they're saying about her. You never heard it about Hillary or Nancy Pelosi or any of these other women in politics. So I think it's a lack of other subjects, other substantial subjects that they can take a shot at. So they will take a shot at that. And I don't think it has to do with sexism. I think it has to do with just lack of these media people doing their homework. It's just it is sad.
You know, as we talk about politics, and you mentioned that sometimes guys tend to stay in the game of trying to look good and feel good a little longer, and maybe it's a male ego thing. You know, you look at a lady like Cindy McCain, who's an older lady and is incredibly attractive and carries herself very, very well. So Would you say then, CW, that in your opinion, as an older guy who still looks good and feels good, that the number one secret really is your mental attitude?
I think it's your mental attitude. And when you say mental attitude, that comes with, okay, thinking about, am I taking my second helping? Am I taking a third helping? Am I drinking two Cokes instead of three? A small Coke today. I got a small Coke last night at a restaurant, and it was, I think, 24 ounces.
You could take a swim in it, yeah.
Yeah, and so small isn't small anymore, and we tend to, and that comes back to mental. And what I mean by that is you have to think when you sit down at the table. Small things like when you take a bite to eat, put the fork down until you chew it, and let your stomach catch up to your mind. There's a lot of different things that we literally just don't think about as we're doing them. Because they give me a 24-ounce Coke doesn't mean I have to drink it.
Curtis Weaver is our guest today as we talk about his secrets for being fit and fabulous at 50 and beyond. The telephone number is 718-506-1944. 718-506-1944. And CW seems to have found the fountain of youth, but it's not in the bottom of a Viagra bottle, huh?
No, don't. Thank God, don't know what Viagra is yet. and I shouldn't even say yet because I don't plan on it. My wife and I, we've been together 26 years. We have an incredible relationship. She really helps my mental part of my day and my life because she's 100% with me every time I do something. And in the 26 years that we've been together, I've probably had 20 different jobs. I've started 4, 5, 6 different businesses. I'm always involved in 4 or 5 different things. Sometimes she rolls her eyes, but she's always 100% behind me, and I think that has so much to do with both the man and the woman in a relationship is that, again, going back to attitude, my wife, when at least I believe, and I know for myself, when I'm away from her, I would never say anything behind her back that I wouldn't say to her face or bring her down. And the same way with her, she would never talk behind my back about me in a negative way, and that keeps our relationship strong. And when a relationship is strong, you live longer.
Makes sense. Words of wisdom from CW Curtis Weaver, an expert on staying fit and fabulous at 50 and beyond, and maybe even sexy at 60 and beyond. And CW, as we talk about ladies, you said you've been married for 26 years, and congratulations on that. Do you think that it's wrong where society today suggests that many women and now some guys too help out Mother Nature with things like, you know, plastic surgery, tummy tucks, hair implants, that sort of thing? Is that the wrong way to go?
Well, pretty much I think that's pretty much like anything else. You can do too much if it helps your self-confidence, if it gives you a better attitude about yourself and allows you to feel better about yourself. I don't see anything wrong with it. Other people take it to extremes where they go in almost like going in for a tune-up every year. They got to go in to do something. And I think and you can see people, especially in the Hollywood set, that started that years ago, and now when they're in their 70s and 80s and 90s, it just looks like skin pulled over a skeleton.
Oh, you know, Joan Rivers comes to mind. She barely looks like a real human being anymore.
Yeah, Joan Rivers, I can't think of the guy that did the, oh, man. Anyway.
Hey, you're having a senior moment. That's allowed.
Having a senior moment. Where's my pills?
Oh, Curtis Weaver is our guest today on WAMS Radio, and we're talking about finding that elusive fountain of youth. And CW is a guy who's, you know, been around the block more than once. And as you look back in the rearview mirror, do you think that culturally in the year 2008, as we move into 2009 soon, is America more youth-obsessed now than it used to be? And is that a good or a bad thing?
I don't think it's any different now. We are living longer. When I was a child in the 50s, to be 60 years old was extremely old. And so I just think as we have the ability to live longer, I think youth is going to become more of a focus because we all want to be youthful. One of the reasons I take good care of myself, quite frankly, was having an uncle die at a very young age and then having a second uncle die on my father's side at a very young age and going, and they were talking about genetics back in the 50s for the first time. And I'm going, well, I got to do something. I think genetics is important, but I don't think genetics is the final answer. You can, if you know what to look for, in my case was heart problems. I started taking vitamin E almost 40 years ago, and based on doctor's results and doctor's tests, it's proved to be an effective thing to do.
If you'd like to talk to Curtis Weaver, our telephone number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. His email address, if you've got a question after the fact, is cccweaver@gmail.com. And speaking of G, let's talk about genes, CW. How much of how you look in your later years do you believe really comes down to whether or not you hit the gene pool jackpot?
I think that's a large factor. But again, I think that you can do things now. People that have, especially men who have baldness in their genes, there's things that they can do now that they couldn't do before. As I stated with my family's history of heart problems, I can do things that strengthen my heart and increase the blood flow to take away from that. So, yes, I think genes are important, and I thank God for my grandfather and my father for the hair that they had on their head when they were in their later years. So I do believe genes are important, but just don't rely on that and give up. There's too many things happening very quickly in a medical sense that you can do to counteract some negative gene input in your family's history.
If you could go back and do it all over again, knowing what you know now, would you rather, be 40 again or be what you are, be 60 and look 40? Which of those two would you choose?
I've always been a believer, and I think it's an attitude again. I've always looked forward to being 60. When I was in my early years, 10, 11, 12 years old, when everybody wanted to be 13 or 16 or 21, I wanted to be 60. And my mother could never figure that out. And she asked me one day, what is this thing about being 60? My answer to her always was, what's the alternative? Your attitude, and I keep going back to that because it is so very, very important, because if you know you're going to be old, then you're going to do the things that keep you healthy in order to perform well at that age. If you know you're going to take a trip to England or take a trip to California, you have to put things in place in order to get to the destination. And physically and mentally, if you know you're going to be 120 years old, which I will be, then I have to do the things on the trip in order to keep my body functioning correctly and my mind functioning right in order to be 120 and not be in a wheelchair or laying in a bed in some nursing home.
Curtis Weaver is our guest. We're talking about how to hold back the hands of time. And if you'd like to call CW, we would love to hear from you this afternoon. The call is toll-free in the New York City metropolitan area, 718-506-1944, or you can join the chat online at blogtalkradio.com/WAMS. Have you ever asked your doctor, CW, what is the reason that you look so youthful? Because you really do look at least 20 years younger than you are. And what does he tell you? What does the medical professional have to say?
I don't do doctors pretty much. I go in now that I'm at the age you're supposed to do all the exams that nobody likes to do. I do them.
Uh-huh.
But doctors are people. doctors get very limited, focused information and education. MD to me means more drugs. And that's basically all a doctor can do for you, suggest a drug that you can take to take away your symptoms. You mask your symptoms, and now you don't. Your body has symptoms, pains or aches or whatever it is. It's there for a reason. God made us so that when we have a light goes off, like on our dashboard, then you're supposed to do something about it. And if you take medication all the time, you mask those symptoms and your body continues to deteriorate even though you feel well.
Let's get into the specific things that you do, and I'm going to keep a running list here to help you look and feel sexy at 60 and fit and fabulous over 50. Of course, first and foremost, you say is your mental outlook and your mental capacity. You mentioned that you take vitamin E, and you have for a long time. Give me
Right.
some more specifics about your diet and fitness routine for you personally.
Fitness, my fitness routine is off and on. I have a Total Gym, which is the very best exercise equipment I can think of, because I actually get to lie down when I exercise. That was the most incredible machine in my life. I do the treadmill. But both of those things I do sporadically. I'll hit both of those things for maybe a month, month and a half, about three or four times a year. And then most of the time I'm really not doing anything like that. But I get out of the house a lot. We have property here, 5.5 acres, and so we're doing a lot of stuff around the house. So we are active people. From a diet standpoint, I eat everything. I eat everything that I like. I just don't eat a lot of it. And during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I eat very lightly, and then I splurge on weekends. Because if you don't eat what you like and sometimes just eat as much as you want, then you will never stay on a, quote, diet. So eat what you want, but pay attention to it and eat little bits of it. And spread it out over time. Don't eat it all one time. It's a physical thing that your stomach expands to take in all the food you eat, and when it shrinks, it gets hungry. You get hungry. And so if you eat small portions, your stomach won't expand and you won't need to eat as much to satisfy what you think you need to eat. So it's attitude, it's knowing what you're doing, and paying attention to what you're doing.
So
you are in control.
Portion control makes sense, and it is, as you said, a mental game. Curtis Weaver is our guest, CW, who is fit and fabulous at 50, and he himself is actually sexy at 60. And, you know, with the Republican National Convention going on, as we do this program live on WAMS, and for the folks who are listening shortly thereafter, today, as we do this show live, is the day that John McCain will officially receive his party's nomination and will give his acceptance speech. CW, in your opinion, should John McCain's age play a factor in his ability to be president? I mean, if he wins two terms, the guy will be over 80 when he leaves the White House. What's your thought?
I think it's a huge factor. Western society, especially American society, we tend to throw away old people. As I was growing up, and Confucius was somebody that was quoted often when I was a child in the 50s, and Confucius was a very old person. Solomon in the Bible, very old guy, and he's still being read by millions and millions of people every day in the book of Proverbs. So I think, yes, age is important, and I think it's important because you have a lot of experience under your belt, and you can make decisions not out of youthful enthusiasm, but you think about it, and typically your ego gets out of the way, and you call in advisors if needed.
So when you say age absolutely plays a factor, you, it sounds like, believe that the age is an asset much more so than a liability.
Correct. I'm not a John McCain or an Obama fan. I think we have some poor choices this time. But using age as a factor in that decision-making process, it should, in my thinking, is it should be a positive thing.
Fair enough. You mentioned your wife earlier, and you've been married 26 years. Now, I know from walking down the street with you in downtown Washington, D.C., that these younger women's heads turn when they see you. And I want to know, how do you handle that? And more importantly, how does your wife handle it when that happens and you're out together with you and your wife?
She's I handle it. I just think that I just can't imagine people hitting on me. I mean, to be really candid with you, it just don't make sense to me. It never has. I was never that kind of guy, even as a young man. She says that she handles it well, and sometimes she does, and sometimes she doesn't.
Not so much. All right.
Not so much.
Fair enough. And you know, the one thing that I thought was really interesting as I learned your story is that you have not necessarily always looked and felt fantastic in your advancing years. There was actually a time several years ago where you had really let yourself go.
Yes, actually, I felt fine. And, I, you know, you look in the mirror, you see what you want to see. And I was on a fishing trip with my brother and my cousin, got some pictures back, and I could not believe the side view of CW that I got on this picture. and that literally changed my life at the time. I took that picture, taped it to my kitchen table next to my plate, and wrote on it, never again. And so that was physically a time to turn around. And not too shortly after that, Katrina happened. I went down to Biloxi, and that situation mentally changed my entire life for the rest of my life. And that's really when 2.5 years, well, I guess it's 3 years ago, a couple days
yep.
ago.
3 years ago.
And it has just propelled my life. The people in Biloxi, Mississippi just changed my life dramatically because they were incredible after going through what they went through. And I came home and said to myself, why don't I change my life on purpose without a Category 5 hurricane going over my house? And do things that we really want to do. My wife and I are now building businesses. We do the speaking and seminar circuit, and we're just having a fabulous time in our life. Best time we've had in the 26 years we've been together. It's just it's incredible. I would have never thought when I was 25 years old that at 60 I would be as productive as I am right now.
So I guess the real takeaway from that is that even though you're not in the best shape of your life, you can get back to where you need to be. Fair enough. Great advice from CW Curtis Weaver as we talk about fit and fabulous at 50 and beyond. Time for one more question, and this is from our chat room at blogtalkradio.com/WAMS. The instant messenger, CW, two-part question. Why is the media making a big to-do about John McCain's age, and will Governor Palin's young age make a difference, especially since she's a woman? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the media, again, when you don't have substance to talk about, you take personal attacks. So they attack his age. I think Palin's going to help the McCain situation dramatically, not only from a public standpoint. I think it's going to give him energy. I mean, when you have a young lady, if you're an older lady and there's a young man around you all the time, or if you're a young man and there's a young lady around you all the time, it gives you energy. So I think it's positive.
All right, fair enough. CW, Curtis Weaver is our guest today on WAMS Radio. Give us your email address one more time if folks want to get in touch with you.
It's ccweaver@gmail.com. If you're tired of diets, but keep dieting, if you stop smoking, keep stopping the smoking until it works.
Great advice. Thanks, CW.
Thank you, Burke. You're a good friend.
That's it for today's broadcast on WAMS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network.